Get up with Budge. That's the way we like it. For Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.
Okay, let's start again. Darabin Fridays, it's a good day to be happy. It's Friday, 6:05, Christy.
It's an even better day because it's International Friday. As in,
well, what is that?
Friday, like fries. Hot fries.
Oh, like chips.
Chippies.
Chip day. All right.
International Chippy Day.
Well, chip. They,
hang on, that's confusing. Now we think we're talking about tradies. Well, chips, fries, hot food. International Friday.
I mean, if you said chippy, I wouldn't have. My mind doesn't immediately go to someone that works on a building site. My mind goes to a fish and chip shop.
Of course it does.
Yeah.
You're already hungry, aren't you?
I'm very hungry. I'm very hungry. Also, everyone needing to be caffeinated about this time of the morning. So if you're in that boat, I'm feeling you. I am feeling you this morning. Hey, we're doing something. We're camping over the weekend.
I can't believe you're coming.
Yeah, I don't camp.
No, you
don't. I feel like this is meant to be, the grumpiness this morning. And I'm not overly. It is a Friday.
Does this mean we're going to have to deal with you all weekend, grumbly over the fact that you're camping?
Cass, before she left, bought me a beautiful bottle of rum. I plan to be knee-deep in it by the time the camping actually starts.
All right. Well, please don't fall on the fire.
Yeah, well, I won't. Also, we'll talk about the broadcast we're doing this weekend. Lee Jollo is going to come in and do fake news. I believe it's 1-1.
Yeah, we keep tying.
Yeah. Oh, no, we tied the first time, and then I won the second time.
No, we both tied again. You're getting confused.
I think I'm going to have to get some proof off of
our... No, it's the truth.
...history books.
Get up with Budge on Hit.
We are going out to one of our workmates' houses for an adventure of sorts for me.
For a camping adventure.
That's right.
Are you technically camping? Because I'm sure you're probably just going to find a mattress or sleep on a lounge in the cabin.
I was planning on sleeping indoors. But it still counts because it's away from the normal area that you live.
It's funny because you're the kind of type that doesn't like going camping at all. You refuse to go. So every time that we say, hey, Bodge, you want to come with us? We're going to go up to Point Plummer. No. Because you said always have these bad omens.
Hold on a second.
You down.
There's multiple reasons why I don't want to go camping with you. Okay. You go with a group of couples. Sod
not
that,
necessarily yeah, the case. Good, We've got lots of single mates.
Yeah, but I don't
want to hang out with them.
But I don't want to get matched up either, pal. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's
too bad if I had a single lady there for you and you just ruined it for yourself. But anyway, your camping adventures go to the lengths of just camping in a car. And that's the silliest thing to ever do.
See, this is where...
Because it's freezing inside a car.
No, that's not the lengths I've gone to. I've actually... done real camping.
All right,
camping
go on.
Before.
Explain to me how good you are at camping.
Okay, well, the last time I went camping, I slept in a very high quality swag, and it was at Josh's farm, one of our mutual friends. And, well, it was fine. It was fine. I was right near the house as well, so I didn't freak out. But I felt like I was kind of the kid that was allowed to sleep outside in the tent. Before that, I did take all my bedclothes and set them up with all my pillows in the car and then watch Netflix mm-hmm. while everyone else slummed it in their mm-hmm. in their tents, mm. Which I was okay with. I thought that was fine.
Actually, now that you pointed out, the best kind of camping as a kid is definitely when you just take your tent and put it outside in the backyard.
I just had a cardboard box. But I tell you, I think I would make a world-class glamper. You know, mm. the ones that have the really glamorous tents and it doesn't feel like you're camping. They're the ones I like. Working toilet, all that
yeah,
sort of stuff.
Yeah, your own little portaloo there.
You've got a thing for, like...
going to the bush.
Yeah, taking a dump.
Dig a hole.
Yeah, and we talked about it the other day and some kids found you once. I don't want that scenario to happen.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Everyone's going to think they've found a yowie. Don't want that.
You'll be right. Why do you fear camping other than that?
Normally bad stuff happens.
Okay.
A few times like trees have fallen right near where I've been. When I was younger, I went camping at the Flinders Ranges with school group. Yeah, but it poured down with rain and the idiot teachers that we were with thought it was a great idea to set up set up camp right next to the creek bed because mm-hmm. that's where all the water's going to go. But the water overfilled the creek, didn't it? And it washed my pants down the river along with everything else. And then we had to go and find them all.
Well, stop jinxing it. You're going to have a good weekend. It'll be fine.
I think I will because I'll be sleeping inside.
Get up with Budge on the Mid-North Coast, Hit FM. For Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.
Information that was fake and never happened.
I can't believe it.
Fake news.
With Lee Jollo.
Lee Jollo, welcome to the studio.
G'day, guys.
Good
How's it going?
Morning.
It's nice to have someone in here that's a learned person other than Christy and myself because we're obviously, are you tertiary educated, Christy?
Yes, I did go to university.
Crap. All right, well, then it's just me then. That's okay.
Good.
Can I just point out, this is a really, really awkward situation. Lee is standing next to a microphone that's really small for a child, and he's doing the splits, and I don't think you're going to last the distance.
No, that's
fine. You're going to fall, slip, and split the pants.
Well, that would be a good laugh, wouldn't it?
I think it would be. Hey, look, so fake news goes like this. Lee, you've got three stories. They all sound very ambitious, and that's putting it nicely. Yep. One of them is fake. The other two are real. The job that Christy and I now have to do is pick the fake news story. Please take it away with story number one.
Yes. So the Manchester Evening News reports that a mum has been infuriated by another woman who let her child poo in a park play area.
Right.
What's more, the woman wiped the child's bottom before walking away without collecting the mess behind her. An image has been posted to Facebook with the offending parent said to be identified, the defecation neatly piled alongside the climbing frame.
Right.
Okay. That's worse than leaving your pet's poo.
It's a pretty standard evening in Port Macquarie.
Oh, come on.
Now, this one is one of those only in America stories, only it was in Brazil and not America. A dog's been seized by authorities in the town of Boa Vista after being caught running around with a loaded rifle. It took police 45 minutes to catch the canine known as Jamaica, who clearly thought the item was some sort of stick as opposed to a deadly weapon. Right. The gun's now set to be forensically tested. The dog is thought to have dug it up near the scene of a recent shooting.
What kind of dog was it?
It was a German Shepherd, believe it or not.
Okay.
Right. There you go.
A police dog.
Okay, must go on. Okay,
third and story. We're clearly in the wrong profession because a bunch of 24 red grapes has been sold for an exorbitant amount in Japan. Take a guess how much, guys?
Oh, I don't know.
Bunch of grapes.
I don't even know how much grapes are in general.
$10? I don't know.
$10.
What's
50.
$50 for a bunch of grapes?
Yeah.
Well, these ones are sold for almost 16,000 Aussie dollars. They were auctioned off for $666 per grape. It's a rare and exclusive breed of grape known as the Ruby Roman. They're praised for their high sugar content, low acidity and juiciness.
I mean, if you made that one up, I would think that you've got too much time on your hands. So,
you reckon?
Yeah. So what we've got here, we've got the Spenny grapes.
Yeah.
We've got a dog carrying a rifle thing and it's a stick. And we've got, I'm calling Manky Poo because it was from Manchester and they're called Manx. So we'll call it Manky Poo.
That's fair.
Christy, do you think you know which one it is?
Oh, look, they're all as equally as good as each other. Now, and Lee, I'm actually thrown on this one. I don't know which one to pick just yet.
This is where the mind games come into it, Lee.
Yeah.
You know how I work.
Yeah, you normally try to throw me
Seriously,
off.
Seriously, though, there's no way he could have made up C. There's no way. he's not that smart.
Can we just get down to business? I really want to know if we're going to tie again because we both seem to pick the same things.
This is intense.
Lee's going to count us down. We're going to say A, B, or C, whichever the fake news story we think it is.
All right. Okay. I'm feeling nervous.
Ready?
Right.
Ready? 3, 2, 1.
C. A.
Yes, we finally went different. The last 2 weeks we have tied.
Oh, gosh.
Christy has gone for the Spenny grapes, the very expensive grapes in Japan.
Yep.
I've gone for the poo story from Manchester, even though it sounds about right for, you know, par for the course.
Hey, I'm sure it could happen.
All right.
So you both think B was true?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Don't even.
Please tell me not.
Don't.
Dogs actually run around with loaded guns.
Well, if
in
it
Brazil.
Thinks it's a stick, no, then of course it could happen.
Hang on, wait a minute. Now, Lee, are you pulling our leg here, or was that?
Oh no! On. Don't.
Which was the fake news story?
B.
Oh! No! No!
Yes.
No. Oh, no.
I hate you.
No. You're a winner, Lee.
You piece of work. Okay, no, that's fair enough. It means that neither of us lost.
That's good. No, wait. No, we did lose.
Yeah, but neither of us won.
I won.
Oh, we're going to confuse the situation
well done,
so
mate.
That it doesn't matter.
Let's go! Trending now
at hits.com.au.
The clouds depart. A beam of light shines down onto the mid-north coast. It's Dean McCarthy. He joins us. Dean, good morning.
Budge, good morning, my friend. Happy Friday, everyone.
Hey, Christy's here as well. Can
hey,
you
Dean.
Both please confirm that I give you the best introduction of any of the breakfast shows you talk to? And I know you talk to other people.
Yes, you do. I actually thought it was just you today because I didn't hear you. Hey, babe. So,
oh, hello.
I thought I must be riding solo today.
Oh, no, I thought I'd let him say his part to make you feel extra loved this morning, Dean.
Hey, you caught up with the cast of Crawl very recently and you got an exclusive chat with them.
I did. Okay, it's in Australian cinemas now. It's called Crawl. It's a new horror thriller starring Kaya Scodaro, who is, of course, an absolute legend. She's actually British, but she doesn't sound British in the film. We sat down to talk about this film. Let me set the scene for you. It is a huge hurricane in Florida. People get trapped in a house with huge, terrifying alligators. It's do not think, I know what you're about to say, Sharknado. I know, Bodge, very, very well. Nothing like that at all. This is a terrifying new thriller, and you are going to love it. What's cool about this film is a very unique storyline, and really, really cool is that it's a female hero, but it's not like a typical female role. Like, it's awesome. Have a listen to this. Here's Kaya telling us why she really wanted to take on the role.
I wanted my son to grow up seeing me play a cool, strong female and carry a film. Mm-hmm. It's so difficult to find these roles. It's one of the most feminist scripts I've read in the last year. You know, I don't have to kiss anyone. There's no boyfriend. There's no random underwear scene. It's just her journey for that amount of time. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was really cool.
Well, that's fair enough too. I mean, you want a role that's going to showcase your skills and you don't want to be there to, you know, to get your kit off.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. It's in Australian cinemas now. Crawl, check it out. If you like horror, if you like thrillers, brace yourself. It's going to be awesome.
Okay, so let's move to this this next story. The Catch Me Outside girl, she's back. I can't believe it.
Oh, my God. This is so crazy. I'm sorry to bring you this bad news on a Friday, everyone.
Oh, no.
Catch Me Outside girl just signed a $1 million deal for some new songs that she will be writing. She got $350,000 straight up in cash.
Wow.
And the rest will be coming after she writes a couple more songs. She can write a catchphrase, though. Let's be real. This is a girl that started on Dr. Phil with that. Catch Me Outside. How about that? So, yeah, stay tuned. You know, we're going to be seeing more of her.
Oh. God.
Isn't her stage name Bad Baby? Or how do you say it?
I don't know.
Bad Barbie.
I don't think it matters. I don't think too many people... I think the people that do follow her aren't following her for her music. I think
it's just for the Catch Me Outside.
The lol factor, Dean. I reckon that's what's going on. But thank you for bringing that to our attention in any case.
Sounds great. Bye, guys.
Get up with Bodge on Hit.
Lots of friends in today. Also, Britt from the Hit Squad's also in here.
Yeah, it's a full house.
She ain't got a microphone, so that's okay. Tax time, obviously. I mean, I know it's July now. Which means that the year's gone that quickly. I decided I'd try and claim some stuff when I was doing my tax yesterday with he's not just a tax guy, he's a tax guy in Melbourne, which makes it even more exclusive.
So you had to spend time on the phone.
Oh, he's an arts valuer and dealer and all that sort of stuff. And
I would argue that you would only have this guy in Melbourne purely so that you can say that I'm a tax guy's in Melbourne.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge deal, but I've got a tax guy in Melbourne.
You're nearly right, actually, because his name's Michael Fox.
Ooh, and nice
I was hoping his middle initial was J. It's F. Michael F. Fox.
Close enough.
Boring. But I did go through my tax yesterday with him and I said, what can I claim? What can I go for? And he goes, well, let's not be as ambitious as we were last year. And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, well, I don't think we can claim Tinder Gold a second time. I think the first time's fine because you've got that article that was written about you because I tried to match with a Commonwealth Games athlete and you needed Tinder Gold to move your location.
And because you actually used it for work purposes, you were allowed to claim it.
Well,
I
had 24 hours to try and match with one and then about, I think it was 28 hours later, I matched with a French powerlifter. She was a really nice woman, 7 foot tall. We didn't get coffee in the end. I was a little bit scared, but that's okay. What have you tried to claim?
Oh, me? I've got no vehicle. I drive a company car and I've tried to claim. I've tried to claim my own personal car.
You can't do that. 13, 12, 16, what have you tried to claim that's a little bit on the ambitious side? What have you gotten away with? Jim Bob.
I actually am very wary about claiming because I've heard... You know, I've heard so many horror stories, and I actually have a debt to the government from a past.
Oh, so you were audited?
Right. Well, not for my tax, for Centrelink. When I was at university, I used to get Centrelink, and they
fraudulent.
No, I don't. I don't. I don't believe so, and it's currently going through the system.
Oh, but gosh.
Because of that, I've been a bit burnt, and I don't want to have to pay any sort of... Yeah. See, like, you can claim things, sure, and they'll be like, yeah, take it. If they ever audit you, then that's when they really mess
you up. This is classic Red Dead Redemption storyline where the government sort of controls you, and they'll start making you do things to try and work your debt off.
So you literally do not claim anything anymore. Do you go to tax accountant?
I go to an accountant, yes.
Yeah, you just want to be careful.
He's in Melbourne. I don't know if
he is. Yeah.
Is it Michael F. Fox?
There you go. Look him up. He's pretty good. So what, you haven't tried?
I try to sort of not skirt the line too much because it's just I don't think it's worth it.
Boring, Chris.
Sorry. You know what you can do though? You can claim things like going in doing voice studies for your voice. You guys can do that. So
unless,
if you want to go and do a radio,
unless it's paid for by the company.
Are you saying we need to do?
No, I'm just saying things like that. That's relevant to your job. You can do if you were on TV. You can claim for your dental work. I can claim for makeup.
Now she's ragging on your
hair.
Teeth, Jim. She's ragging on your teeth.
Not on TV. All of a sudden,
teeth bleaching.
Yep. Okay. You want to make some more personal attacks?
You claim your TV.
I claim Netflix, Stan, and Foxtel. Yeah. And he said, "Well, why are you claiming Foxtel? That wasn't there last year." I said, "Yeah, but Game of Thrones wasn't on when we did tax last time, was it, pal?"
I claim my handbags because I work in a professional industry where I need to look formal.
I'll tell you what he did let me claim.
And sunscreen when I work outside.
I thought, actually, I went all out and bought a suit for the Commercial Radio Awards last year that James and I went to, Jimmy here. Mm-hmm. Did you go to the Commercial Radio Awards, Christy?
No, because I was never a nominee.
You weren't nominated? No. That's okay, we were. And
it's fun.
Yeah.
You know, this is not my real job. I do have another job.
Yeah, that's fine. Hey, so I had this really nice suit. It was a good suit. Mm-hmm. And it cost me a lot of money that I didn't have. And I thought, that's okay, I'll claim this at tax. Turns out I cannot do that. He said, no, you can wear that at different things. So you can't claim that for a one-night thing.
You know, even high-profile celebrities try and do that, and they can't even get that through. There was a bloke once that tried to claim his suit for every night that he wore it on the TV show. Yeah. He tried to claim that. They didn't allow it. But then he did this double take on trying to get even more money by then donating that suit every day to charity and then trying to claim that back because he then donated to charity.
I could see how that might
Wait,
be.
Wait, so he had a new suit every night?
Yep, apparently
that's
so.
That's a lot of shopping.
And try to claim it all back.
That's a very expensive gamble, mm-hmm. especially if it doesn't like come off good.
Clearly has a
lot
of money.
Wait until tax time before you can... That would be a big bill at the end of that year.
Very big bill.
You've jumped at this pretty quickly to get your tax back, so you must be desperate for cash and trying to claim absolutely everything you can get. You bought another set of headphones. You only bought one last year just before tax time.
Every time tax time comes around, we go to Harvey Norman and we do their end of financial year lights clearance sale. We always go to that. And every year I buy, even though I don't need to, a new pair of amazingly expensive headphones that I can only afford because I know I'll see the money the next day.
So you open up his cupboard and instead of seeing a bunch of different shoes, you see just a bunch of different headphones.
Oh, yeah. I go up to Peter in computers and I go, mate, what's the most expensive pair of headphones you've got? And he's like, it's tax time, isn't it? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, right, we'll sort you out. And then we go there and we have a look and I've got headphones just sitting around I don't even use.
Is Mr. Fox letting you claim them back?
Yes, the whole lot.
Oh, good man.
A whole lot. 13-12-16, give us a call. Also, next up, speaking of Centrelink that Jimmy's had a couple of run-ins with, I've got a great story that I want to tell you about that might make you a little bit on the scared side if you are taking money from Centrelink and you're also copping a little... I was going to say hand money. That's probably not the right word. But if you've taken a cashy and you're getting cash in hand job money, what's the official term for that?
Any worse. I think just a cashy is the official terminology.
You want to listen to it next. My God.
Get up with Budge on the Mid-North Coast, Hit FM, for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.
Got to say, this morning, seeing a story about 35 people injured from turbulence on an Air Canada flight was spooky enough. Mm. But to find out that someone that I've met at the Toyota Country Music Festival, a part of a group that were amazingly talented, very fun guys were on board, was also something that I was like, oh, geez, I'll check and see if they're all right. And Pepper's on the line with us. Pepper, good morning, mate.
Bodgy, good to hear your voice, man.
I know, it's been a long time. You boys, Hurricane Fall, of course, country rock pop group from Newcastle, and going from strength to strength, I might say, as well. On the way back from Canada, were you meant to stop in Honolulu or was it meant to be a direct flight to Sydney?
Man, we just finished up our tour of Canada and we were heading We had 7 hours to go till we hit Sydney. And then, the turbulence hit, and the horrific turbulence. It was pretty bad. And then, we had to turn around Honolulu so we could get guys, including myself, to the hospital. But I'll put Wheels on, because he was sitting across from me. He can explain in graphic detail what happened.
Yeah, right.
This is Wheels.
What? Hey, how are you? So what happened on the flight?
Oh, look, it was all going pretty good, really, until we hit a little turbulence. And then the plane seemed to whip in the air violently, and anybody that wasn't wearing a seatbelt flew straight into the roof, including our illustrious vocalist bass player, Pepper DeRoy.
Yeah, and how's his bass guitar? That's the important question now. Come on.
Oh, look, it was under the plane, but it's fine. It's fine. And look, the dent's going to come out of the overhead where his head hit it as well.
Yeah.
But he seriously flew like a rag doll in the air. You know when someone gets hit by a car and their shoes fly off? One of his shoes flew off. That actually happened.
Yeah, right.
Wheels, okay. Did you know when you first hit that turbulence that it was going to go to that extreme?
Well, I was awake watching the movie, so I put my seatbelt on. Probably should have warned everybody else.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. They do say, even when you're sitting down, even if the seatbelt sign's not on, it's always best to have your seatbelt on. And
I'm safety first.
You're safety first. Which surprises me in this band, because they're reckless, these boys. But was it just Pepper that copped it? Was there anyone else that was injured? I do understand that the flight staff were really good as well. They looked after you guys on the tarmac.
They were lovely. And it was only Pepper. The only other injuries were to our egos.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So we're fine.
Wow. Well, there you go. Look, as long as everyone's okay, it's good to hear that that was... I mean, it's an experience. It didn't go didn't go south, which is good. Well, not too
absolutely,
far.
Yeah. South would be the wrong way for it to go when you're in a plane, yeah.
So will you be flying again? Have you got a fear of flights now?
I have to fly. They're in Honolulu at the moment.
Yeah, well, no, and I don't. I've had more traumatic things happen in a car, really, to be honest. So
there you go.
Big question now is, and I was asking Pepper just before, when are you blokes coming to the Mid-North Coast next? Come on, you're not that far away.
Oh, I'm going to have to put you back onto Pepper, because I can't remember anything.
Well, this is what happens. They finish up a tour in Canada, and all of a sudden they're like, well, now we've got to work out the big tour. Port Macquarie, South West Rocks, you know, Foster, you know, that's where it's going.
The best places in the world.
That's next on the map. I mean, you've got Nashville, you've got Canada,
Port Macquarie.
And then you've got Port Macquarie, surrounding districts.
Oh, my God. Oh, look, it's nice to know you boys are all safe. What an experience, though. And how long are you going to be in the wars, do you reckon?
Probably years. horrific injuries.
Nah, you'd be right.
But, you know, I'm sure I'll be good enough in time for our tour of the North Coast.
Yeah, good on
and
you.
And as long as the Bodge of Old comes back.
The Bodge of Old, that country music festival.
Yeah, the Bodge used to get naked and run through the streets and that sort of thing.
He hasn't changed.
No, I haven't done that. I don't think I've done that.
Oh, good.
He still gets naked in the boss's garden.
The country music festival was a different time,
well,
Christy.
Well, it's to get naked, isn't it?
This is true.
You want to make it...
Pepper, thanks for your time, mate, and best of luck to all the boys for the flight home. Okay.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Stay safe.
Oh, there you go. I mean, I hate flying at the best of times, Christy. I hate flying.
Yeah.
You know I hate.
Imagine
flying.
Going through that though.
Well, I mean, I did go through something similar when I was flying to the US. It was incredible. But there you go. Hurricane Fall, country rock pop group from Newcastle having a bit of a scare. 35 people injured on that flight from Canada to Sydney, so everyone else seems to be doing okay. I think it's just Pepper and his bass guitar that copped it the worst.
Well, get up with Budge on the Mid-North Coast, Hit FM, for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.
Hit FM's 5 in 10 for Newtons. The only name for shutters, blinds and awnings. Yeah, let's go.
$200 up for grabs in the 5 in 10. We got Bobby from Port Macquarie on the line. Bobby, good morning to you.
How you going, mate?
Doing all right.
Good morning. What would you spend $200 on? Something for the weekend?
Something for the missus.
Oh,
there
nice
we go.
There's
good brownie points there. She's not next to you, is she?
No, I'm at work.
Okay, well, that's all right then. Hey, look, we're going to give you 10 seconds. We're going to ask you a question, and we need you to give us 5 answers. Are you ready to go?
Let's do it.
Okay, what we need you to do, Bobby, in 10 seconds is name us five prime numbers between 50 and 100. Go.
Prime numbers 3, 6.
Between 50 and 100.
8, 10, 12.
No, between 50 and 100.
Oh,
it's all good.
Good shot, though, Bobby, trying to at least do some of the numbers from the earlier years.
There are 10. So 53, 59, 61, 67, 71, 73, 79, 83, 89, 97. So basically all the odd numbers barring the ones that end in 5.
Because and did you know those without actually looking at it on the computer screen?
I would have.
Yeah.
No, you did. No.
I thought it was under 50.
Oh, that's all good.
Good shot, Bobby.
Bobby, you had a good crack. Have a great day. Sorry we couldn't give you the cash.
Break the bad news, mate. Have a good one.
Yeah, hey, no, of course I would have got it.
You know what the tactic is, though, with those? You just rattle off all the numbers. So you try 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57.
I mean, it's been done before.
Can you fit it in 10 seconds?
Nearly got done, but the thing is, do you know how prime numbers worked out?
Oh, I'm shocking when it comes to math.
Okay, cool. That's okay. I won't explain it to you.
Yeah, too dumb.
It's no, I don't know how it works either. But I'm pretty sure I know it's got to be derivative of a thing.
Let's just move
divisible
on
by
from
one
this.
Itself.
Divisible by one. There we go. I knew that. Yeah, true. Well, that was a 5 in 10 thanks to Newton's. The only name, Jimmy, for shutters, blinds and awnings. Okay, mm-hmm. Newton's.
$210 on Monday.
That's right. Hey, up next, we're going to chat with a couple of local blokes, Christy. We're going to play us some tunes.
Mm-hmm.
Get up with Bodge on Hit.
Bodge, Jimmy and Christy here for Harvey Norman Port Macquarie. It's full ship's compliment.
It is, because we've got a couple of local lads. You might have heard these names around our region. We've got Andrew Cousins, who's a lovely, lovely muso, and his mate Daniel Pye, but better known as DJ Ellipsis.
All right.
Well, welcome, boys.
And by the way, just before we get them on, they went to school with you, so I'm expecting to hear some dirt.
No story,
and
Andrew, please.
What have you got? Come on, pal.
Oh, I'm in the sport.
There's nothing. I was a good girl, wasn't
she,
I?
What did she do at school? No, you were a mess.
I used to see her dancing around, doing some kind of dancey belly flips and backflips and all that kind of stuff.
I know.
See,
I was the kind of
girl that used to get involved in absolutely everything, sports, dance, drama, music.
Always dancing.
I'm pretty sure we did a musical together, Andrew.
Yeah, but hold on, Christy, don't try and skew this to make it sound like you were just exercising and getting active. I know that you were a bit of a bad girl back in the old days.
I don't know where you're getting your stories
from.
I've
read some toilet walls, mate. I know what's going on.
Can we make this more about the boys? So Andrew, he's quite well known around town because you probably hear him playing at local pubs, all the markets. So
right.
Go on, give us a little bit of a backstory
to
who you
are. Give us a spiel.
I grew up in Port Macquarie,
mm-hmm.
From Bathurst originally. When I was 2 years, Mum brought me up here. I grew up playing guitar through my dad. Always had a guitar sitting around, so I played the guitar with him and just never stopped playing it. Go home to school, play the guitar. Before school, play guitar.
Could you sing back then, though?
I don't reckon I could, no, to be honest, no.
Well, great bonding experience with your dad, though. Who's the better guitarist?
he's more of a structured guitarist, knows all of the ins and outs, I'm more of a learn, hands-on kind of a dude, so...
Yeah, nice. I mean that's good either way. I mean, it makes you sound more rock star because you just go with it. Makes you sound like you feel it.
Important question.
I like it.
And in school, did you get involved in choirs? And if so, were you the A's or the B's, the high notes or the low notes?
I was in the middle, I think. I like to sing a bit high and low.
I felt like that was a loaded question. Like you didn't. You went straight into were you in the choir and which part of the choir were you in?
Because
like
it's important.
Knew,
because
like you already knew, Christy.
He's been long.
I was a soprano, I think. Yeah.
Good man.
Yeah.
There you go. That's why I can hit the high notes.
Yeah, she's asking questions she knows the answers to.
Now, Daniel, important here. He's got his mate here. Now, these guys, they work every day together. They're both renderers, so you probably see them on the job sites.
Right.
So what's it like working together day in, day out and creating music together?
Go for it, Dan.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Luckily, we don't live together because...
You'd kill each other.
A bit too much, I think, yeah. No, it's good.
So you're a music producer, so you're DJ Ellipsis, and how long ago did you actually start?
I started making music around 7 years ago.
Mm.
Yeah, right.
And after 5 years, I got my first release on an album.
Get around it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so...
How many songs before you got your first release?
Fair few.
Yeah, right.
See,
yeah.
Hundreds.
So you're renderers, but in terms of rendering tracks, do you do that together as well?
No, we master them again. Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go.
So you've released your new track. Tell us about it, and what's it called, and where was the inspiration from?
Yeah, okay, so it's called Night Dreamers, and we started writing about 2 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, 2 years.
How come it took so long to get it out?
There's about seven or eight different versions of it.
Perfectionist, Chrissy, come on, mate.
And we kept sending it back to the label, and they weren't, you know, happy with what we had.
But do they send back feedback? So
they do, they send really good feedback. And so we just kept pushing until we got a version that we really liked.
And the good thing that I've heard from different labels, mainly independent ones, because they're the only ones that will talk to me, because the big ones don't care. But what they do is it's similar to other jobs in media where they send you feedback and they look more to see how you take on the feedback and how you apply it and that attitude. And I think that is where you start to build the relationship.
Yeah, because you work together, you don't just go, no, this is where I'm doing it.
Yeah.
You work together,
Yeah, so that sort of collaboration builds a lot of trust.
Mm. And it makes you better too, like all that feedback. You can either say, stuff this, I'm giving up, or you can go, okay,
well, you think that's going to get better. You're thinking, oh, no, that's it, that's good. But then after like a year later, like 2 years later, you go, oh, maybe that first one didn't sound that good.
Mm. Yeah. So you're obviously happy with your end result, though.
Yeah, we're really happy with it,
So what's the story behind the Night Dreamers track?
It's basically just about people living in the city, doing the, you know, 9 to 5...
The grind.
The grind, pretty much, yeah.
Which
you
really don't have because you've got the grind on the tools, though.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, when I go to Sydney or a city, I love watching people just doing their daily 9 to 5.
Yeah.
And, that's where I got the inspiration for.
All right. Nice.
Well, you've got your guitar here. Are you going to play a little bit for us?
Yeah, we can play a little acoustic version of it.
Yeah. Go for it. Yeah.
Well, ready to go now?
Let's get started. Thanks, boys.
Turn our microphones off.
Do you want me to put this over here?
Concrete walls surround our life. For chaos is our way of life. These empty streets call our names. Our little life that no one else can change. We are the night dreamers. We live in the dark. We search for the stars. City lights fill our skies. Long walks alone. The stars.
Well, there you go. I mean, I liked it, Christy. I was holding the microphone. I felt like I was part of it.
I do feel like I'm a night dreamer now. We're all night dreamers.
Okay, I just need to my heart. Catch my breath here.
Oh, thank you, boys.
All good.
So how can we
good.
How can we actually hear how can we hear the version with DJ Ellipsis involved? I know that was an acoustic.
The more club orientated version. Just go check out our Spotify pages. So that's Ellipsis, so Ellipsis or Andrew Cousins. And you can suss it out there.
Nice. And the video comes out, there's a music video coming out.
Yeah, so there's a music video for it too. And it comes out.
Right. How long did that take to film?
On the 15th.
A couple of nights in Sydney. Yeah.
Just two nights. Wow. Okay, I'm not good at I struggle to hold a camera, so it would have taken me a lot longer, obviously. But
you're a bit of a show pony. You would have done a great job being involved in a music video.
I can hold the microphone, as they can see just there.
Well, thank you, Andrew Cousins and DJ Ellipsis. Your new track, Night Dream, is out now on Spotify.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. See ya.
Get up with Bodge on the Mid-North Coast, Hit FM, for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.
MasterChef coming to the pointy end. And while Post Malone was just singing goodbye, we say hello to Christina, who was eliminated. Did you like that one?
I loved it, yeah. What an intro.
Good morning.
Hey,
good morning.
Really sad to see you go out last night. I know a lot of people get around MasterChef. I mean, it won a Logie this year, Christy.
Wow.
I know.
A lot of people were expecting it to lose out to the other big juggernaut, but MasterChef is the show that just keeps on giving. So obviously the time for you has finished there. And what was it like? I mean, quail's pretty hard, and we had Derek on a little while back who also struggled with quail.
Quail eggs.
Quail eggs it was.
Quail eggs.
It's a common trend here.
Yeah.
Oh, my quail wasn't actually too bad. It was the boomer that kind of got me gone.
Yeah, this is true. So what was the pressure like in that last test?
It was immense. I went in with a really good headspace. Started off really well, and then I think both Simon and I towards the end there, the last kind of 15 minutes of the cook, we just had to throw everything together at the last second.
Did that come down to, because you prepared okay, it's just one of those things where things have to come together. You had 3.5 hours. It feels like...
It flies by.
It feels like as a viewer a lot of time, but when you're actually there... it really is not a lot of time, and that's why you just had to sort of chuck everything at it as you could.
No, yeah, exactly. 3.5 hours in the MasterChef kitchen feels like 5 minutes in real life time. Yeah. But, you've got to just try to deal with the pressure every cook. And, yeah, that one at the end, I thought we both went all right. But, yeah, there's got to be a winner and loser. And, I went home.
When it comes to the 3.5 hours, it may seem silly, but do you actually get to stop the clock if you've got to go take a bathroom break or have a drink or just regroup? Do you even get that opportunity?
No, you don't. So, you've got to make sure you're all bathroomed up before.
But what if something happens and you just need to go?
They give you a jug, I think, Christy.
I'm worried about that every day, don't you worry.
I wouldn't survive.
You just forget at the time, I guess.
Yeah, well...
Adrenaline running through your body.
Yeah. Now, you did have a plate that George really did love. In fact, he said it was as good as Santi Fernandez. Do you reckon... Was he playing that up, do you reckon?
No, I think I did all right. Like, I tasted it all, and, yeah, it was quite delicious. So what a compliment to
hear. It is
a
huge one. Yeah, yes. It's a huge compliment.
Yeah.
So that was the ice cream, wasn't it?
Yeah, the ice cream. So I did spend a bit of extra time on that, getting the bananas nice and caramelised. So, nice.
Have you ever made ice cream at home before, Christina?
Yeah, I've got an ice cream churner at home. I love it.
Oh, look at you go.
Yeah, but all the gadgets. Yeah.
I don't want to talk. You are into naturopathy, of course. Have you got any tips for me? I'm struggling to sleep at the moment. What do you reckon I should... No, don't laugh, Christy.
Struggling to sleep. Yeah. Oh, maybe just a bit of valerian, maybe some lavender.
I'm trying to think of the drops that I've got that I put under my tongue my housemate gave me.
Under your tongue?
Yeah. You've just put a couple of them under there.
Like a de-stressor?
It'd
be something like lavender.
I had this all ready to go as well, Christina. I was going to impress you with my knowledge, but...
I'm impressed.
What food would you tell him to eat to help him with his stress levels and sleeping better?
Dietitian.
Oh, maybe just a really big meal before bed to get you nice and sleepy.
No, that's all good. Hey, look, what's on the horizon for you now that MasterChef's done and dusted for you?
Yeah, so since I've been out, I've just been working on a website I'll hopefully release next week. Just want to kind of share with everyone what I cook at home. And, yeah, I'm going to get started on an ebook and hopefully run some cooking classes.
Get around nice. It.
What group's that going to be called? How can we find you on Facebook?
It's just my name, Christina Laker, and yeah, my website will be just my name as well.
You're lovely. So old school, Christy. Like it's not Facebook these days; it's Instagram. Everyone's using Instagram instead.
Insta.
There we go. Hello, Christina. Thanks for taking the time out. It's been a pleasure watching you cook, and sad to see you go as well.
Oh, thank you.
See ya.
Get up with Bodge on the Mid North Coast Hit FM for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.